new here, so you know, part of remember, but we're gonna have to go soon. But I wanted to share based on what Sam was passing on about the prayer, because it's interesting because I came from a very unique. I was a gruff person. I mean, I grew hardcore in New York City, and I'm not. That's not the point, though. I'm trying to get at, but as I get towards the prayer, but I mean, gruff in the sense that any member that tried to proselytize to me, I shunned them off with vicious F words, and nobody can get to me until I went to California one day. So, but I did finally wind up going and joining after a 2-day workshop. I didn't need a 7-day because, like clockwork, I saw clearly after the fall of man the vision of world peace from Providence of Restoration. So I wasn't ready to go to the 7-day, but because my van was totaled in a parking lot, I was still with the members, so I kind of like brushed them off of rushing me to the 7-day workshop because, look, I'm not going anywhere. I'm living with you. I learned from you as we go along. So I never knew some of their rituals, but I would participate in some of the programs that they had. And one particular week, about 7 days later, you know, this is just probably at the time when I met Tiger Park, and he told me, oh, you should do Heavenly Stunt Man, you know. So I still, oh, yeah, very bright, spirited Korean man. I was getting more further in enticed by and very cozy with the members. But so one day we met in this room that's probably about 3 times as big as this room with chairs like those folding chairs. And I never knew what a unison prayer was, but all of a sudden everybody's on their knees. And then someone said, let's have a unison prayer. And then the roof exploded. And I lifted my head and I went, oh my God, what is going on here? This, I run it, oh, I'm scared, brickless. And I was like, oh my goodness, these people are insane. Holy moly, who are these people? This was 1979 in July in the San Diego Beach Nut House. And this is when Carp was performing, and they had... Go World Brass, not the Go World Brass Band, I forgot the rock band, Happy Group or something like that. Yeah, Happy World was their band. But anyway, I joined that way, and I was part of the roadie, I was actually, that's how I kind of joined and moved with them. But I was totally blown away by that unison prayer, and I had a hard time with prayer, you know. It's like even during the 7-day workshop, I had to approach somebody like Mr. Matsusaki, for example. Mr. Matsusaki, how do you pray? I mean, I fervently asked that question, you know. How do you pray? It's just not something that's natural, and it is a communication. It does become natural, but the idea of it was so foreign, and it took so many times and so many... And even if you do pray consistently for a certain while, if you don't, you lose it again. It's not like exercise. You don't use it, you lose it. but the approach, and there's so many ways people can experience God in that sense. But that unison prayer was a bottle opener for me, and I think it would be for anyone, I think. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, thank you.